Hello.
Hi, Anne. Can you change again? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you a lot better now. Okay. So I'm just going to go back to your beneficiary. So I've got Cheryl. Is your Cheryl's surname, it's not the same as yours?
No, it's Carson.
C-A-R-S-O-N?
Yeah.
Carson. Okay, do you have a contact number at all for Cheryl?
Hold on.
Yep, take your time.
Just try and find it.
It's okay, take your time.
It's 07703 8003.
Brilliant. Yeah. That's fine. I'm just going to save that to your report now. Okay. Now, what I do need to go through next with you is the care setting. So where you were in regards to your children's care home, so the placements you were at. Okay, how old were you once you went into childcare?
I was a baby because I don't remember my mum until I was like 10, I think.
Okay. So was it quite early on, was it?
Yeah. My mum was brought up a Catholic, and apparently she had a baby out of wedlock, and then she had me.
Of course. Okay. So in regards to you being within the care system, do you remember the first place you was at? Do you remember the name of the first place?
I remember it was, I always remember Cora's home, and it was like in Larks, or Salcoats. It was near a sea, because I remember talking to my mum.
Right, no problem. Let me just place that on there. Okay. In regards to the care settings, did you ever witness any abuse? Did you sustain any abuse, mental, physical,
yeah,
or sexual abuse?
Physical,
What was the name of the care home?
I can never remember that one. I remember I was sent to, Farnethy?
Do you want to spell that for me by any chance?
Farnethy,
F-O-R-T-H-E-N-Y,
I think. Farnethy, that's the only name I remember.
Bear with me a moment. Let me just see if we can pull the record up on that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Farnethy Children's Home. Okay, here we go. Farnethy, there we go. Yep, I can see on register here. Bear with me just one moment. Okay. It was in Angus, is that correct?
Well, I only remember Farnethy. That's all I remember because it was a weird word.
Farnethy House, yeah. I can see on the I can see on the record here, Farnethy House. Bear with me just one moment, okay. You don't remember, suppose, what year it was you was there, how long you was there for?
I would have to say, like, in the 60s.
Roughly 60s?
Yeah.
Okay, was you there for a few years?
Yeah, I was there for a couple of years.
Okay, and is that where the abuse was?
Yeah, they used to cup their hands and slap my ears.
Okay, bear me a moment. Let me just make a note of this, okay? Bear me a second. So there was physical and mental abuse at Farnethy, is that correct?
Yeah.
Physical and mental abuse.
Okay. Yeah, because I had allergies, apparently, and they made me eat food that caused my allergies.
Okay, give me just one moment. I need to make note of that. Okay.
This is me asking, like, aunties, but these aunties have now passed away.
Okay, bear me a moment. Bear me a second. I just need to make note of this. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And you was allergic to certain foods, yes?
Yeah. No, quite physical.
Okay.
I remember that.
Physically abusive as well, yeah.
Yeah. And they used to
did that go on for a period of like weeks or months?
That went on all the time. If you even smiled at the wrong time or something, then you were made to go to church. And if you didn't behave, Your punishment was, I remember, I must have been about four then, or five. I remember sort of standing in a dark corridor and like workmen or janitors walking by. I was only a wee girl. That's a PTSD memory.
Okay, so the physical side of things was on a regular basis, correct?
Yeah, yeah. I'm actually suffering from deafness now.
I was literally just going to ask you then now. So in regards to your adulthood, would you say you suffer from anxiety, trust issues and mental health?
Yeah, yeah. I'm actually, as I say, PTSD. Suffer from trauma. I have flashbacks.
Okay, let me make a note of that. Okay, trauma, trust issues and anxiety, yes?
Yeah. I'm actually on heavy medication to shut my head down so I can go to sleep.
Okay, give me a moment. I'll be making a note of this on your report. It's massively important that we do put that down on there because it basically it'll put you in the higher bracket for the compensation, okay?
Okay. As I say, I don't know what stunning I would have been under. I honestly don't.
Don't worry about that. It's fine. There'll be records on there linked to your date of birth, okay? And what will happen is solicitors will check on that in regards to the records, all right?
Okay.
So I'm just going to save that for you there and bear with me just one moment. So what will happen, the solicitors will elaborate on your statement a little bit when they give you a call. So you receive a call from the solicitors within around about 7 to 14 days. They'll let you know the reading of your statement. If you're happy with the statement that they put forward, then you can let them know that you're happy with that. If you'd like to add anything or take anything away from your statement, you can do it at that time, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Brilliant. Bear with me just one moment. So what I'm now going to do for you, Anne, I'm going to get an authorisation email sent out to you to annem50@hotmail.co.uk. And I'm going to get our administrations team to send you a message on the application WhatsApp. Do you use WhatsApp on your mobile? Anne?
Use WhatsApp.
Anne, hello? Can you hear me okay?
I'm saying I use WhatsApp.
Yeah, that's fine. No problem at all. So our administrations will get you a message sent out via WhatsApp in a few moments, okay? On your report, we'll need to place one form of ID, which is photo ID, and we'll need to place one form of proof of address as well. So any letter that you've got dated within the last 3 months, is that okay? And I do apologise again, the line has gone very, very robotic again. Can you still hear me okay?
It's just that I'm changing over my...
Hello?
Over my broadband just now.
Oh, is that what it is? Have you got internet on your phone?
Right beside my router, but the
all right.
Looks of, it's been a wee monkey.
What I'll do then, and I'll just place you on hold for a minute or so while I speak with the administration's team, okay? Can you hear me okay?
That's fine. That's fine.
Yeah, bear with me a moment. I'll be back with you in a minute. Thank you. Hello. Hi, Anne, can you hear me okay?
Through.
Anne, I'm going to have to give you a call back. I don't think the signal is that good. Bear with me a moment. Thank you.